selling.
Welcome to the weekly wrap-up, everybody. This is Ken August in a rainy Los Angeles. Drew Marks is with me. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Man, can't decide if it wants to be 80 or 50 in this town. I am Dayquil'd out of my face right now, dude.
Gus is a mess. Not only is he on Dayquil, but he's wearing a sling on his arm.
It's not my talking arm, so we're fine.
Sign language is just limited to one finger.
It is bad. Well, most of my sign language is limited to one finger anyway. All right, everybody. We will talk this week about obviously some election politics. We will talk briefly about Rush, the Rutgers spy case. I want to talk more sports than I usually talk. We usually don't get to it. That will be in the second half of the show because I find there's no real good transition from Peyton Manning to a horrible killing spree in France. So we'll probably save the sports to the end. But first, we're going to start off with, pretty much the biggest story in the news for the past couple of weeks has been the tragic shooting of Trayvon Martin.
Thousands seeking justice in the shooting of an unarmed teen are getting ready to rally for Trayvon Martin in Sanford. Police say the teen was shot and killed by a neighborhood watch leader. George Zimmerman claims self-defense and has not been charged, though some feel the shooting may have been racially motivated. Just a short time ago, the Sanford police chief, under sharp criticism, said he is stepping down.
My role as the leader of this agency has become a distraction from the investigation. While I stand by the Sanford Police Department, its personnel, and the investigation that was conducted in regards to the Trayvon Martin case, it is apparent that my involvement in this matter is overshadowing the process.
George Zimmerman claims self-defense, as we mentioned, as his reason for shooting Trayvon Martin. He's relying on a controversial Florida law called Stand Your Ground to protect him from prosecution.
Well, Brendan, that law went into effect in October 2005. It says you don't have to retreat before you fight back if you are attacked. But there is still question about when it actually applies.
If you are attacked, then you have the right to stand your ground. You don't have to retreat.
Both Showers and Scully are not convinced the law applies to George Zimmerman shooting Trayvon Martin because Zimmerman followed Martin against the wishes of a dispatcher he was talking to on the phone.
Are you following him? Yeah, okay, we don't need you to do that.
And initiated the confrontation.
If you are the person who is confronting another individual or pursuing another individual, then you are not the type of person who is meant to be covered by the Stand Your Ground law.
The Stand Your Ground law. First of all, that was so far and away the crime itself took less than that audio clip, less time. But the Stand Your Ground law seems to be what is basically under attack at this point in time, or at least under investigation, as what more so seemingly than Zimmerman himself.
You think? I think it's just that they're trying to use it for a defense when it doesn't really apply.
Even the sponsors of the law say at this point it doesn't apply. Florida Senator Darrell Peden and I believe Dennis Baxley. One says that Zimmerman should have, quote, no protection under my law. And Baxley says there's nothing in the statute that authorizes you to pursue and confront people. Mm-hmm. So I think as much as Stand Your Ground seems to be, you know, what everyone's talking about, I think they are more dealing with it's going to eventually be just a self-defense question.
Sure. Also, the one thing, did you notice in that clip, the police officer, the one that stepped aside, said he stands behind the investigation?
Yes.
It was a month ago. What investigation, exactly?
The investigation when they said, we believe this one man who we didn't ask really any questions to, who said, I felt threatened.
Yeah, the one who was alive.
Yes.
The one that they didn't drug or alcohol test, but they did for the corpse.
Yeah, well, I mean,
that's the investigation.
That's part of the problem, and that's what kind of drew everyone's attention to the Stand Your Ground law. The Stand Your Ground law basically says you have a right to stand your ground if you feel threatened. If you have a license, you don't have to retreat at all. If you have a license for a weapon and you feel threatened, you can shoot. Mm-hmm. Which seems like a whole lot of power to give to a person. Now, I mean, obviously, the self-defense law is always there, so that's nothing new. So I don't know why it had to be tweaked to the point of I cannot have to back up.
Yeah, you're kind of giving rednecks just carte blanche.
I mean, here's the thing.
Here's a bow and arrow. Go have fun.
Between college, between going out in the city at any point in time, how many times have you seen two guys standing chest to chest going, no, you make the first move. You make the first move. Now, if you put a gun in each one of their hands, they both have a right to shoot the other person.
Well, there's usually alcohol involved.
Well, yeah, that wouldn't change the law.
So you're saying mixing alcohol and guns is bad?
I'm implying that, yes. Heavily implying that. But
that's why I can hang out with you.
among other reasons. But the fact that that is what they're talking about, the fact that they're saying give more power to the people to shoot to kill. Have you met people? People are not smart.
Yeah, no, not smart.
Not generally. There are smart people, but as a group,
Yeah, but the smart ones generally are not the ones looking to carry their gun.
Well, I guess it depends on what part of the country you're in, but yeah,
those parts of the country don't have a lot of smart people. And I stand by that.
You alone will have to stand by that. Although I think the percentages may be able to be argued, but still, I understand there's a movement, there's an idea of give more power to the people. However, you know, like I said, I mean, why do you need police if you're saying, well, as long as you stand there and you say you feel threatened, you can kill somebody?
Yeah, but the other big issue with this, and they just played it in the clip, is it's one thing if you're confronted, but when you follow someone, when you instigate it, he went to that person. So there was never a need to stand your ground if you just let him walk.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. And like I say, I think after all that, you know who, by the way, who came up with the Stand Your Ground law? It was adopted in Florida in 2005, not a shock. Drafted and promoted by the National Rifle Association. And it has been enacted in 20 states, at least 20 states. More than 20 states. More than 20 states said, you know what? I would rather this person shoot to kill than have to take a step backwards. That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I mean, and once again, nobody's saying that you shouldn't be able to defend yourself. However.
Yeah, however, I don't even have a problem with people having guns. I really don't. It's, you have one in your home, and if you are going to have I've never really been one to approve of the right to carry, because I think if you have a gun in public, there's far more opportunity for something to go wrong than right.
Yes, different conversation, but yes, for the gun laws alone, yes,
yeah,
I agree with
exactly.
You.
But when you add this element where you're giving someone an excuse, like, I felt threatened. I mean, you look at the president
giving
standing
right
on the tarmac
it, yeah.
The one from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I felt threatened. Now, granted, it's different, but could she have just pulled out a gun,
not different,
the president and said,
she could have shot the president.
Threatened.
She could have shot the president if she was, I don't know if Arizona has that law. I assume they do.
No, I'm saying I don't know if they do. That's the absurdity of it.
Yes, she could have, when she jammed her finger in the president's face, yes, she still could have said she felt threatened and shot him. But he wasn't wearing a hoodie.
Like the president.
Along those lines, as soon as the president mentioned, you know, he finally mentioned after public outrage, he had mentioned, not about him, but about the issue itself, he had mentioned Trayvon, you know, the Trayvon case specifically, and said if he had a son, he would look like Trayvon. In which case, you know, the Republican side, Newt Gingrich specifically. Yes, he had claimed that was horribly offensive. They're all offended that he would bring race into it in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, because there's no way race was involved in this case whatsoever.
Well, yeah.
No way. It was all about hoodies and Skittles.
True. You know, here's the thing is, do I assume race has something to do with this? Does it sound like he said coon on the tape, even though it's not 100% clear? Yes, it does. And yes, I do assume race has something to do with it. And out of the 50 people or 49 people he called the cops on that year, within the past year, I would like to know how many of those he claimed were black. That being said, how much info do I have? I have my info changes on what the news reports. So at this point in time, whether it's racist or not, whether he was motivated by race or whether he was motivated by the fact that he's not all there upstairs and he's always wanted to be a cop, And so anybody he doesn't know that's young at night walking around, he's going to follow. I don't know. Either way, that's not the guy you should be giving the right to kill people.
Yeah.
Unless somebody is in his house. But as far as people claiming that bringing up race is, you know, ridiculously offensive, you know, let's chill out on the fake. I mean, no matter what he said, let's chill out on the fake outrage, because I mean, that's not that bad.
Right.
I mean,
you also have to look on the bright side of Rush, not Rush's, Newt's statement. The fact that this came along and he was able to be outraged over this allowed him to get over the Robert De Niro comment.
Yes, for those that don't know, Robert De Niro at a fundraiser for Michelle Obama made the joke, and yes, and that plays right into a great example of the fake outrage that they like, the manufactured outrage. Robert De Niro was introducing Michelle Obama and basically mentioned the other potential first ladies of the Republican Party and said, is America really ready for a white first lady?
How dare he?
That was the joke. He said, too soon. And Newt found that very offensive because obviously until 3 years ago, every first lady has been white. So I'm sure there's a good reason to be offended.
Yeah, but you're just looking for something.
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
just stop it.
Yeah, I mean, you can argue, did you run out of shit to say that you had to wait for a new comment to be offended by? But I mean, there's so many things you can't be outraged by. Let's stop faking the outrage. But this is also, you know, who's his audience? He's speaking to Fox News, and Fox News just had a poll where their viewers feel reverse racism is a bigger issue than racism. I wonder, I would like to know the white to black percentage of people that voted on that, but shocking.
I'm sure you're going to find a lot of black people go, yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah, that is an enormous.
For the crackers. We do. We do.
Unbelievable. But moving on to election politics while we're getting over to that. Santorum won Louisiana yesterday, won the Louisiana primary, beat Romney. But Romney earlier in the week took Illinois, and delegate wise seems to be in great shape, seems to be obviously the only one who can win enough delegates if they don't go to convention. However, every time he puts himself into a good position, he or somebody from his campaign steps in it. In this case, one of his senior campaign advisors says this.
Is there a concern that the pressure from Santorum and Gingrich might force the governor to tack so far to the right it would hurt him with moderate voters in the general election?
Well, I think you hit a reset button for the fall campaign. Everything changes. It's almost like an Etch-a-Sketch. You can kind of shake it up and we start all over again.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's not surprising because he always takes both sides of the issue, and he'll do that within the context of the same sentence.
Well, okay, to play devil's advocate on you here then, let me ask you this. Is that not the case with everybody? Does everybody not generally go either left or right to get your own base, to motivate your own base, and then during the general election go more towards the center?
They do. I don't think it's necessarily as extreme in other people's cases. He was a moderate governor. He was. And then for him to come and claim, I've always been a conservative, it's just not true.
Well, that's a lie, but that's a change. But that's a change of history. That still doesn't change the fact that, well, he will move to the center and we start over once we're going against Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, isn't that common? But so is the biggest problem here that his campaign advisor was dumb enough to say it publicly.
To say it out loud? Absolutely.
Especially, and here's the thing.
And that's the big knock on him to start with.
That's the problem, is when you have a guy whose reputation is already as a flopper, who's actually brought me to the first replay of any audio clip we've had. Here is how much of a flopper. This was easy to find. Listen to this.
I have never supported the President's Recovery Act, all right, the stimulus. No time, nowhere, no how.
I think there is need for economic stimulus.
The big issue with Mitt Romney has been the issue of abortion. Mm-hmm. Has he flip-flopped on abortion?
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
The right next step in the fight to preserve the sanctity of life is to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
Or he flip-flops again, just like he did on abortion, just like he did on Ronald Reagan.
Look, I was an independent during the time of Reagan-Bush. I'm not trying to return to Reagan-Bush.
the principles that Ronald Reagan espoused are as true today as they were when he spoke them.
It's as if he doesn't know they're recording him.
Mormons are not big on audio.
No, I don't know if that's true, but
I'm just making that
up. I didn't know if that was true or not, but I mean, shocking to me that
it's amazing that anyone in this day and age doesn't know that anything they say is recorded and is going to be played back. But he just is so oblivious; he doesn't seem to care.
Well, I don't know if that. Well, I mean, I can't say I don't know if that's true, but I don't think he's not flip-flopping that often now. It's basically he is doing a full career flip-flop from I used to be this guy, but that's not going to get me elected.
Right.
So I'm now this guy. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they're saying to him, I mean, that being said, he's still such a politician to the core where it seems to be if they ask him how he feels about something, he would prefer to wait off camera and ask somebody else how he feels about something.
How would you like me to feel about this?
Right. Which I technically now would qualify me less as a flip-flopper and more somebody who is a blank slate being told, what do I need to say to get me to win?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. There's always an element in politics, but he already had a flip-flopper reputation, and he's trying to court the people who have strong religious convictions, to say the least, and it's hard to believe him when he is already on record saying the exact opposite.
Yeah, I also think the whole big picture, I think, is a little ridiculous because the people on the right, when he gets the nomination, they're going to get in line behind him anyway. Not because they like him, not because they believe him, because he's not Obama.
Yeah.
So all of this, we're, you know, the news people, everyone, even us, we like to talk about it. I don't know that it's going to matter. You're going to have the people in the middle. That's the battleground.
Well, but that's the problem, is yes, you're going to have the people in the middle. And that, I think, is where the problem for him is for him to go as right as he wants to, and I don't think he wanted to have to do that, but for him to do that, he now, those middle people, like you said, he's going to get the right because he's not Obama. They're going to vote for him anyway. So he moved all the way to the right to get the people he was probably going to get anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's not like he can move to the center, but it's not like there's not audio of him saying, well, we need to get rid of Planned Parenthood. We need to, you know, I mean, there's all sorts of, you know, we need to overturn Roe versus Wade. We need to, there's comments where you're like, what? What are you talking about?
I don't know that he did it to get the people on the right so much as just damage control to keep someone else from taking over the front runner position.
Well, that's, who are you doing that for?
Slow him down enough.
But who are you doing that for? You're doing it to get the right. That's who you're... Who else are you getting the nomination from? That's the only reason to move to the right is to get the people on the right.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he moved to the right, to get those people on the right so he can get the nomination. Then he's going to move to the center. That's not really in question. The question is did he move too far to the right to still get those people in the center?
I can only hope so.
I mean, you can shake up the Etch-A-Sketch all you want. But if you have photographs of what that Etch-A-Sketch looked like beforehand and you keep showing people, then who the hell cares if it's blank now?
But remember what you just said before.
How stupid people are?
Yes.
Yeah, people are not bright.
Exactly.
People are not bright.
No. And this whole thing for me, the election, is going to come down to two things. It's going to be, you know, the unemployment numbers and gas. And well, there's one other thing which I think we're going to discuss is the healthcare.
Yeah, we will get to the healthcare as well. Although there'll be more to talk about in the future because it's Monday tomorrow. They are starting. The Supreme Court is going to start hearing the case about Obamacare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just think that it's going to, even though yes, he's going to have to come to the middle, it's going to be far less about him than Obama and the status of the country. If things are okay, I don't think he's in any trouble.
There's also a lot of other outside elements that can play a role as far as Iran, Israel, Syria, things along those lines. Mm-hmm. People tend to, if some sort of war, as anti-war as this country can be right now, or a lot of people, just because of how war-weary we are at this point in time, it's a lot of W's. Still, if something happens where we're forced to defend ourselves or forced to go in somewhere and that specific action gets public support, people will rally around the president. And we don't know, you know, we don't know what that will be. But yes, also, if despite the fact that when your guy is in office, everybody says, well, you know what? The president can't control the price of gas.
Oh, yeah, that's absurd.
But when your guy's not in office, oh, my God, look how expensive gas is. That guy's killing us.
Yeah.
And they like to pretend that if we drill now, prices would go down immediately. Which,
but the world listens to Fox News and the idiots are going to believe what they're told.
Now, ironically, we haven't even had this election yet. We're talking about moving to the center to fight Obama. And there's already talk about Hillary in 2016. Have you heard any of that?
Yeah.
What do you think that's why she stepped down? You think she basically wants to be able to start preparing for?
I think she is in a perfect position to go for it in 2016.
Different question. Do you think that's why she stepped down? Why she doesn't? Why she's going to not continue her job for these next 4 years if Obama wins, so she can halfway through that start planning her own campaign?
I think it's probably likely. I've always thought she was going to run in 2016.
I thought for some reason, I thought in 2016 she was going to be 97 years old.
No, what is she?
Turns out she's like 65. 70? 65, I think.
Yeah, so she'll be just under 70. Still young enough to do it.
It worries me a little bit.
Really?
A little bit.
Yeah, women live longer than men.
Sure, but worries me a little bit. I mean, there's plenty of 70-year-olds who are brilliant and can do it. There's also plenty of 70-year-olds who, you know, are still trying to figure out a VHS. So...
Yeah, but clearly she's not one of those.
No, but if she's a year and a half into her presidency, who's going to go, oh, well, you know what? Our president's starting to lose her mind. No, they'd keep that quiet anyway. I don't know. Here's the thing is...
I think her mind is pretty sharp and...
70 worries
physical
me.
Condition, you know...
I understand it. I understand that you are totally privy to all her medical stuff, but...
We hang.
That being said... Your confidence in her future mental state in 5 years from now at the age of 70, as confident as you are, that brings me no comfort whatsoever. I know, you're shocked, but...
You're telling me that we can't look forward to a Hillary Clinton, John Edwards ticket?
John Edwards, what a douche. We'll get to that guy in a little bit, but that guy just can't stay out of trouble.
Wow, what a little tale of self-destruction.
Oh, my Lord. Well, I mean, okay, so here's the real question, and... Nobody else in the Republican Party can get the delegates. It's pretty much Romney or it's going to a convention. Is there any chance it goes to a convention?
How much they want to continue to beat him up.
Are they going to go to a convention, do you think, or no?
No, I think he'll be the nominee before then.
I agree. I think eventually, I think the later states will start to fall in line, and I think they will.
I mean, just even with Santorum's recent comment, which he backed off of immediately.
Yeah. The one where he said you might as well keep Obama in if you're going to vote for Romney?
Yes.
Yeah, which he backed off immediately, but I understand his point, and that's always his argument, is this guy's not that much different, which may be true. And as much as we're saying people will eventually just fall in line behind Romney, Louisiana, Santorum just got 49% to Romney's 27%.
Mm-hmm.
Gingrich, 16%, and if you go by size of head, that's even smaller. But still, he is 49% to 27%. He crushed him. He'll crush him in a lot of the southern states. Yeah. But...
Which,
California, New York, left.
Exactly the big
Massachusetts,
wins.
He's going to win. So I agree with you. I think eventually everyone, and as we've been saying the whole time, the fact that Santorum has had this long of a ride, which I'm sure there's a dirty joke in there somewhere for Santorum. But as long as he's had this long of a ride, that's shocking to most people to begin with. So I think that's just another statement on how much they don't like
Romney. Exactly. They're still holding on. I don't think they believe that there is an alternative, but they're just so not ready to commit. Like,
no.
They'll do it when they have to. And that's why I think this whole thing is just, you know, a dog and pony show.
Oh, I like dog and pony shows. So, speaking of dogs, we got, have you heard about the campaign? Have you heard any of the ads to get Rush Limbaugh off the air?
I have not.
There is, I believe, 8 of the markets where he plays heavily.
That would be why I have not heard them.
yeah, that is very true. In Los Angeles.
Does it start with a theme from Deliverance?
I hope not. There's a group called Media Matters that has been playing an ad, an anti-Rush ad, to try to get him off the air.
Local station, WLS, broadcasts a radio host who repeatedly attacked a female student for no other reason than her participation in a public debate about women's health. She told elected officials about various ways her classmates rely on prescription birth control, including a story about a friend who takes it to manage ovarian cysts. For this, the radio host called her a slut, in addition to 45 other personal attacks.
Miss Fluke, have you ever heard of not having sex?
She's having so much sex, it's amazing she can still walk.
She's having so much sex, she's going broke buying contraceptives and wants us to buy them.
It makes her a slut, right? Makes her a prostitute. She wants to be paid to have sex.
If we are going to pay for your contraceptives and thus pay for you to have sex, we want you to post the videos online so we can all watch.
WLS shouldn't talk about women this way. Our community deserves better than this. This community service announcement was paid for by Media Matters for America.
All right, so that's an ad to try to get Rush off the air, which I'm going to get Jeremy, our producer, in on this as well, because the question of whether he should be taken off, whether he should be fired, what you feel about that campaign right there, and that's not something, obviously, I edited together. That was it. They are playing, you know, multiple clips of him mostly attacking Sandra Fluke, which we could talk about that issue alone because he obviously has no idea how birth control works. You don't take a pill every time you have sex, but that's a different conversation. Should
that, and she wasn't testifying that.
Right, that is not even, that was never her point and not what she was testifying about. It was all about cysts and you know, other reasons other than birth control why you need contraceptive care. So besides the fact that he misrepresented and then insulted her.
I can say from personal experience, I've never had sex with Sandra Fluke.
Okay.
So she's not having that much.
I believe Herman Cain may have, but I cannot prove it. However, the question is, should Rush Limbaugh be taken off the air? And Jeremy, I actually want to get your opinion on this as well.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think that he should be taken off the air for what he said. I just think that, you know, we talked about this. I think he's a character. I think that he's also someone that if you don't know what Rush Limbaugh's all about by now, that's pretty amazing to me because everybody knows what he's about and what you're going to get on that show.
Well, it brings us to a brief point that Drew and I were just talking about, which is, and I know you were busy before, but have you met people? People are stupid. Not everybody, but masses of people are not. You can't assume the intelligence of your audience.
He has the largest talk radio audience on the radio right now.
That certainly would not change anything I said. But yes, I agree. I agree with you.
You know, the future of this country.
Yeah, no, I mean, I know he does. He is the most listened to and probably the most handsomely paid. But that doesn't change my statement, which is he is keeping people ill-informed. Like the thing they were just, we were just talking about, the Sandra Fluke thing right there, not only was he insulting and all that? That's one thing. That's one thing which is, you know, bad enough.
Or he's misrepresenting.
Yeah, 100% misrepresenting. Now, you say he's a character, but the question is most people that listen to him don't think he's a character. They think he's a newscaster, a news commentator.
Right, yeah, and I think that's a huge misconception on the people that listen to him. But, you know, it doesn't matter what he's saying, in my opinion. He's saying he's playing to a specific type of audience. His ratings probably went up since this. And Rush Limbaugh does this every so many months or years. He'll say something crazy that gets him in a huge amount of trouble. And he's still on that number one mark on that list of news radio guys.
So now, do you have a problem with these people putting these ads out to try to get him off the air?
I think those people have as much right to try and get him off the air as he does to speak bullshit on his radio program. But I don't think that, to me, Media Matters sounds like a censorship group. And they're just trying to control what people are saying. Rush Limbaugh did not invent offensive material on the radio. It's been going on for years. It's just that he's the biggest one. So,
well, having the right to say shit is not the question. I 100% feel he has the right to say stuff. First of all, I feel it depends on how you're trying to get him off the air. You know, I had said
if
earlier,
you're involving the government to get him off the air, that's wrong.
I agree.
I agree with that as well. I don't think he should be fired because he said offensive stuff, necessarily, depending on what it is. I think, depending on this offensive stuff. However, I think if people can get there, I mean, there's a difference on how it's approached. I think if people can get their sponsors to go, I do not want to be associated with that crap, that's fine. But if you try, like you said, if you try to get the government to take him off the air, or if you just appeal to the station head and say, hey, you know, this is bullshit, get him off the air and try to convince one person, that I think is a different story. I mean, my question and what I was asking Drew earlier is there a difference to you if a group like Media Matters tries to, to me, there is this difference between getting the group getting your own groups of people, large groups of people, to boycott what the sponsors sell, as opposed to getting the sponsors to say, oh, putting out ads like this and saying, oh, I don't want to be associated with that crap. I'm going to pull my sponsorship.
I think the sponsors are going to go with public opinion regardless, because those are the people that buy their products. These people can do whatever it is that they want to do to try to get him off the air. But the thing that scares me about it is once you start chopping down trees, you're no longer going to have a forest. You get Rush Limbaugh off the air, these Media Matter people say, hey, we won, we got him off the air. What's the next thing they're going to decide that they don't like?
We got a caller. Hello.
Hey, it's your favorite Ranger fan.
Holy crap. Freddie, how are you, buddy?
Wonderful. What's going on? And I agree with you about Rush.
Oh, I'm sure you'd love to keep him on here.
On his bat. Glenn Beck was far superior.
How are you doing?
Wonderful. How's it out there?
You know what? It's rainy. It's disgusting. And people can't drive here when it rains.
No, but when you say you agree with us on the Rush, I'm not sure which side you're taking exactly.
I got so what's going on, guy?
Well, you know what? you sound like you want to talk a little Rangers. You guys going to the playoffs already? How much time? How many more games you have left?
It's about 16, but I'm boycotting the Rangers and the Knicks.
Why is that?
Did they call
because the Dolans pulled. When they were winning games and everything, they didn't give a darn about the people, and they pulled them off cable TV. Then the Rangers started to win a few games, and the Knicks started to win the games, and they put them on. It's all about money and screw the fans.
With that accent, are you from the South?
No.
The problem is that the Islanders are moving.
Yeah. But they've been saying that for years. When is that happening? That's happening when the lease is up, correct?
It's for real. Wang tried to negotiate a new lease at the Coliseum to rebuild it. They don't want to do it. So off to Brooklyn. You're going to be homeless again.
Well, it won't be the first time, but you know what? At least they're staying in New York. I'm happy that they're staying there as opposed to moving to another state and then having to figure out what team I like again. But
well, you know, you don't have many teams in New York to root for.
No, and God knows I can't root for the Rangers. They're brutal.
No, you got
did
Buffalo.
You just say no teams in New York.
Buffalo
to root for?
Fan. Hockey. When the Giants and Jets moved out, pal, I went right to Buffalo.
That is
one
true.
Of my favorite quarterback of all times was their quarterback Kelly.
Well, yeah. What is that? Four straight to the Super Bowl and no ring.
Well. That's because Mark Levy likes to play prevent defense.
prevent defense from the first quarter.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How many people has this caller personally had whacked?
A few. Freddie has knocked a few people out that he has had to knock out. You don't mess with Freddie when it comes to East Coast sports.
Do you have one of those nicknames like Three Finger Freddie?
Freddie is a man. Freddie is a man who showed up to my bar mitzvah with a Ranger jersey. That is,
and the theme was all Islanders. So, like it is.
Well, that is true, but they haven't won since then, unfortunately. So it's been tough.
Take a Stanley Cup in 94.
Oh, no, not you guys. My team hasn't won.
You should mail us a pizza.
That was the old jinx.
Yeah, yeah.
You can elaborate on your bar mitzvah. That was great. That was one of my better ones. Matter of fact, when,
you're big on the Jew circuit, are you there, Freddie?
I snuck in a half hour early. We had Ranger Islander pendants on everything, and I decided to put Ranger pendants on it.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. He didn't, and he was nice enough to not charge us for redecorating. That was sweet. That was sweet.
Yes, and then when I went up to light a candle, I took off my jacket, and lo and behold, a Ranger jersey.
Dude, it was.
And
it was
your grandfather wore one too. I got it. I had him in one.
This guy was. Oh. This guy was all over the video. All over the video.
Sure.
Thank you for calling, Freddie. I appreciate it, buddy.
You're the man. I listen to all your shows. I got you on my radio. I got my. iPhone, I got you on my iPad,
you are
my
phone,
Mac,
man,
and
Freddie.
Man,
love you, buddy. Bye. Thank you very much.
Okay, have a great one.
You too.
Take care, man.
All right, bye bye.
That was more East Coast sports than you were expecting to hear, my man. That was nice.
That was more East Coast, period.
That was a good dose of home for me. That was good.
That was. You know what? It almost brought back my Jersey accent.
Dude, if I had... The only reason I had to end that call is because if I talked to him for another few minutes, I'd start cursing.
How you doing?
I start cursing. As soon as I go East Coast, I start dropping F-bombs. He doesn't, but I do. He's more used to it than I am. So the Rutgers spying case, we're gonna get to that real quick before we start running out of time. They found the guy guilty on all counts. Darren Ravi is his name, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Found him guilty on all counts, and he's still awaiting sentencing.
The more I read about that and more I hear, the less I agree with it.
Well, I have a problem with it. I mean, I think he should pay a price. I do think. I don't think there's much doubt as to what he did.
But you know, they offered him a plea deal by which he would have spent no time in jail.
Yeah, but
and he said that he did not have any, you know, hate.
Oh, he denied it. Oh, I didn't realize he denied it with confidence. Oh, okay. Well, yeah, no, let's. No, you didn't tell me he denied it with confidence. That's my fault.
That's not the whole thing.
It's mostly the thing, because he apparently thought he was going to get off. Now,
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
Really? You think he thought he probably wasn't going to, or had a good chance of not getting off, but wasn't going to take the plea deal just on principle? Is that really what you think? You think he's that principled of an individual, the same guy who just did all the shit you know?
I'm saying that. In college, people do stupid things.
Did you watch the Bill Maher show and get your opinion slightly swayed? Is that what happened?
I'm saying that, first of all, in the beginning, I thought that he had broadcast this thing on the internet.
He did. Here's what Bill said. Bill said they thought he downloaded it to the internet. No, what he did was he told people to chat him up, in which case, and that he set it on accept. So if anybody offered to have a web chat with him, that they can see it. Bill didn't specify. What Bill said is people thought he downloaded it on the internet. No, he didn't download a video on the internet, but he did tell specific people, hey, try to web chat me and you can watch my roommate have a homosexual experience.
Yeah.
So the question really is, should this guy be in jail for 10 years or be deported or both? That to me does seem harsh because
he should be in jail for 10 years. I think given the nature of crimes, I personally think that's too much.
Yeah, I mean, fact is, I think it's a horrible thing. If this kid didn't kill himself, if this kid got, you know, emotionally very, very upset, and even if he just dropped out of school but
there's
did
no
not
way
kill
you're
himself,
10 years for that.
This guy's probably not getting anything.
Right. So, is he responsible for the guy's death? No, I don't think so.
Well, could have been the last straw, but no, I don't think he's responsible.
Last straw, you know, how close was he? So you were there 10 things before this that got
this
him?
Guy,
did his parents tell him that they hated him because he was gay? I'm just, you know,
that I don't know,
right.
but I do know this guy pulled, if you want to soften it and call it a practical joke.
Was he a dick? Absolutely.
Would you call this a practical joke?
a malicious one.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, I have a hard time. I have a hard time putting the word joke in there because the one person that wasn't in on it was that guy. It's not like it would sound like he was a buddy and later on he'd be like, hey, oh, I'm kidding. No. No, he was getting other people to look at it. And then when he realized what happened, went back and changed evidence. He erased messages. Mm-hmm. He changed messages. So this guy was horseshit.
Don't get me wrong.
So this guy was horseshit from the beginning. So I don't buy the, well, you know, hey, I don't really, you know, I wasn't going to admit to guilt. So therefore, you know that in my heart I was doing. No. I mean, the fact that his defense was he didn't trust the guy and they were going to steal his shit. Yet his camera wasn't on his shit. His camera was on the bed. Was looking at the bed. So you're like, that's bullshit. But fact is 10 years for what people do worse practical jokes to kids in school all the time. Things that, or at least I shouldn't say worse, but as bad.
We've had hazings where people were injured.
Yes.
And things like that or died where I don't think the penalty was this severe.
Yeah, it's, no, and I agree with you. And if this kid didn't kill himself, then probably no, there's not even a case. So.
Yeah, there might have been a civil suit.
Maybe. But I mean,
at
I don't.
Best.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe not. I mean, how many people saw it? So yeah, I don't even think that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if charges don't get brought up, even if this kid doesn't kill himself. So I think this guy should be held responsible as he was. But I don't think. I hope they don't give him 10 years. I think that would, you know, I think that would you're ruining a second life.
Exactly. 10 years. It's like, do I consider this guy a threat to society? No.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't want to see him in a gay bar. I don't think he's going
to
adjust.
See himself in a game.
I don't think he's going
to
adjust well. But no, I don't think his life should be ruined. His life should be affected and should be put on hold for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I think that. All right. Well, let's keep up this optimistic, fun-loving thing. Before we can get to sports, we're going to quickly go through the tragedy in France. This is a reason why I couldn't go to sports earlier is because tough to then come back to something as horrible as this.
After a 31-hour standoff with police in Toulouse, France, a suspect who claimed responsibility for killing 3 Jewish schoolchildren, a rabbi, and 3 French paratroopers is now dead. Mohamed Merah, a 23-year-old French citizen, had barricaded himself in his apartment. France's interior minister said Merah made it clear he wanted to die in combat. The Los Angeles Times recounts his final moments. After quietly sitting in the bathtub while the officers searched the apartment, the suspect came out with guns blazing and engaged the armed officers in a shootout that was unlike any they had ever encountered. Merah then jumped out of a window, still shooting, while falling to his death.
I think the reason this standoff went on for so long was they really wanted to get him alive, that they thought there was a lot of information they'd be able to gather from him if he were alive, as opposed to how it has now ended, which is with this suspect dead.
So I think the first question is, when did the French learn to shoot?
that is 30-plus hours of a standoff.
And now, did I hear that correctly, though? They said that after the standoff and all the shooting, he actually died when he jumped out and fell to his death?
No, that was incorrect. He did jump out and fall to his death, but he fell to his death because when he hit the ground, he had a bullet through his head.
Okay.
They forgot to add that
part.
Because
I was going to say, then maybe they didn't really learn to shoot.
No, they'd learned to shoot, not good at aiming. Hey, you know what? One step at a time. That was, I mean, his reasons don't seem, I mean, protest reasons, protesting, you know, he killed 3 soldiers. His reasons were he was protesting France's involvement in Afghanistan. Killing...
What about the little Jewish kids?
The little Jewish kids and the rabbi, his claim was for kids killed in Palestine. That was little Palestinian children.
Mm-hmm.
That was his claim. Because nothing really gets people on your side like slaughtering children. That gets people on your side. However, there's an election coming up in France, which is in April. And Sarkozy wasn't necessarily polling all that well until this event comes up. And now he gets to talk a little more anti-immigration. He gets to talk a little harder on cracking down on anyone with websites. And once you start getting into a self-defense issue, people start rallying a little more around. And plus, the campaigning stops. Campaigning stops, and what does the current president have to say to protect us starts. And that has worked in his favor. Similar to how we work the shit over here.
It's that way everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. But they are using it there just as well. I mean, apparently his poll numbers have gone up from losing to having a significant advantage. still has a little time, but, and there was a teacher just recently who was suspended in France for I believe a high school teacher, for asking her students for a moment of silence for the killer who was just killed.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
I did not hear that.
Yeah. Well, you might have heard it. It was in French.
I didn't recognize it.
Yes, she had asked them, and most of the kids got up and walked out of the room.
And how old were these
kids? I believe they were high school students. It was either junior high or high school. Really? I believe it was high school students, because they wrote a letter to the superintendent, I believe.
What was the nationality of the teacher?
Teacher was French. I might have also had Algerian descent. I'm not sure.
I'm guessing there are certain sympathies there that were probably not real common.
Well, I believe the teachers' union afterwards referred to that teacher as saying she was having some mental or emotional problems. Perhaps the same dehydration that the guy who did the Coney 2012
at least
film had.
She wasn't naked.
She was eventually going to run around naked. She was suspended. A couple of kids stayed in to listen to what she had to say. She said that his Al-Qaeda ties, which he claims to have had, supposedly, and now they're questioning his brother.
They also arrested his brother, wife, and the mother. They've let the mother go.
Let the mother go. They're still questioning the brother because he said he is proud of his brother and helped him steal the scooter, but claimed no other involvement.
Well, you know, the mother also, though, when they brought her in to try and talk him into coming out, refused to ask her son to give up.
Well, she said she had no connection with him. She said she didn't have a relationship with him for years. So, what the hell, you know?
You could still try.
Sure. Hey, if the last thing you said was, bitch, if you don't go in the house, I'm going to kill you, you may not want to go talk to that guy. You probably don't think you have a lot of pull. And I don't know how you say that in French, but it probably sounds a lot sweeter. But if that was the last thing, I mean, this is the guy that just killed kids right up front. It wasn't like a missile.
I'm not proposing was in a reasonable state of mind.
No, but I'm saying if the mother says I had no relationship with this crazy douchebag for years, I tend to believe her. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's like, well, you know what? I just don't feel like getting involved. I got bingo. I don't think that's going on. I think I tend to agree with her, as opposed to her brother his brother who said, I think he did a great thing. I'm proud of him. Which, that guy probably may not be free anytime soon. Staff Sergeant Bales, also over in Afghanistan.
17.
Well, from his crime over in Afghanistan, back in the States. 17 counts of murder. A handful of attempted murder, I believe. His lawyer is claiming he is not mentally stable and has some memory loss. Does that shock anybody?
Do you know a lot of mentally stable people that go out and do that?
I don't know. No, I don't know a lot of mentally stable people, but I certainly don't know what you just asked either. And let's be honest, not only would you assume he wasn't all there, but I would want to have memory loss too.
Yeah.
So no matter what that case is, there's no doubt.
Now the question is, though, do you consider that as a reasonable excuse?
No, I think his only attempt is insanity. I think that's his only chance otherwise. And I don't even know if they're giving him that. But his only chance, I think, is insanity. Otherwise,
only chance for what? Life in prison versus death penalty?
Whatever defense he has, his only defense. I'm not going to pretend I know what the actual sentencing can be. But no, his only defense can be insanity.
Do you think they'll go for the death penalty?
If they can.
Do you?
I don't think they want to. But I think if they can't prove insanity, then I think you don't have a whole lot of choice. And if you would do, if here's the thing is, if you would kill him, if he did that here, I don't know why you wouldn't kill him if he did it there. Unless you can prove insanity, which I think you have a decent shot because you've sent him there four times through war.
Yes. I just think that it's going to be a huge problem. It's going to be a public relations nightmare.
There's no doubt.
To kill that guy.
To kill a soldier.
Several tours and you're going to kill a soldier.
To kill a soldier,
I'm not excusing
yes.
Excusing what he did.
No, and you can't, but
I don't think it's going to happen.
You may be right, and I don't think it would happen before an election. That's for sure.
Well, any death penalty case here doesn't happen for even if they.
That's horseshit. If Rick Perry would have won, he would have killed as many people as possible before the election. So that's nonsense. It depends on who's running. But no, nobody wants any sort of wedge issue right before the election. Nobody does. And I mean, they're not going through that, but I don't think, no. Do they want to kill him? No, he's a soldier. However, I think he has a chance at some sort of insanity defense, in which case his life gets spared, mm-hmm. so they don't have to do that. But if you don't give him that defense, then I don't know how you don't give him the most.
And then what do you think the reaction is overseas to that?
I think the reaction, anything short of us handing him over, I don't think they're all that happy with.
Right.
But anything short of death, they will not be happy with. All right, we've talked too long. Let us get over to a slightly less depressing topic. Let's talk about a huge week in sports.
The month after the Super Bowl is when the NFL is supposed to go into hibernation. The other guys get a rare chance to shine. Not this year. It's all NFL all the time. First, you had Peyton Manning shaking up a bunch of teams and helping to get new contracts for quarterbacks Mark Sanchez in New York and Alex Smith in San Francisco. Then you had the Tim Tebow trade, snag, and trade again. Might the Jets have actually read Tebow's contract before they traded for it? And you had the NFL penalizing all those involved in the New Orleans Saints bounty system. Commissioner Roger Goodell might have banned the scheme's creator, Greg Williams, for life instead of an indefinite suspension, but that's a nitpick. All this, and the NFL hasn't even held its draft yet.
Dude, all sorts of craziness. NFL, Peyton Manning, let's get to it quickly. Peyton Manning going to the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
The one team of the three that he had remaining last week that I went, no, he's not going to the Broncos. Like 24 hours later, like, he picked the Broncos. Gus knows shit. I know nothing. that surprised you? What do you think? And what do you think? Do the Broncos suddenly become
really
an instant contender?
It really did surprise me. I thought they had more confidence in that they actually liked Tebow. He started off well. He was exciting to watch.
But there was never a point when John Elway backed him. John Elway never backed him. I mean, nobody that ever, that was one of the things, was they kept saying, Elway, the most credit Elway would give him even after making the playoffs, so the most leeway he would give him is he's the starter. He's earned the right to be the starter going into training camp. Not even to the season, into training camp. You know what? That means nothing. He wasn't the Broncos guy. But at that point in time, I think you're right. I think they would have stayed with him if somebody like Peyton. They weren't going to go for somebody in the draft.
No.
If they had a one or two pick, yeah, they would have taken one of those top two guys, Andrew Luck or Robert Griffin III. They would have taken one of those two main quarterbacks, which are going to go one and two in a draft. Outside of that, I agree with you. They stay with Tebow. But does Peyton Manning going there now make them an instant contender?
That's a tough call. I don't think so.
It's not a great division. They're certainly not a great division. Who do they play?
I don't know.
San Diego?
I don't see him going. Look, I think there's an entirely likely scenario in which he's going to be a couple games in and get hurt.
Did you get this medical stuff from the same person that gave you the inside knowledge on Hillary Clinton?
Yes.
Okay. Dude, you were so.
I cannot divulge my sources.
You were so medically in the know.
But it was $10 well spent.
You know what? It'll be interesting. It's not a great division. I think they instantly become the division favorites. Instantly.
Really?
Yes. But that doesn't make them conference favorites. They still would have to beat all sorts. You still have to get through Pittsburgh. You still have to get through Brady. But, I mean, they're playing Oakland. They're playing San Diego, who just lost their number one wide receiver, and Antonio Gates isn't as good as he used to be. It's not the same as Kansas City, maybe. I mean,
don't think Jesus is going to be pissed at all?
Look, have you seen this world? If he's not pissed now, Tebow then goes to the Jets.
He only cares about music and sports.
Tebow now goes to the Jets. What is that? Does that change anything?
That shocked me. Actually, more. I was more surprised at of Tebow going to the Jets than I was of Peyton going to Denver.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that. I mean, even though I said Denver, he's not going there out of those three, I knew it was one of those three.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think there was any chance.
You've just signed Sanchez to a large 5-year contract.
An extension. Yeah.
You bring the other guy in. It's like, that's just not showing confidence.
And they're close in age as well. So it's not like, well, one's the future and one's now. They're both young. So they just brought in a circus and a controversy. The second Sanchez goes three drives, which is something even the GM said. The GM said something like, well, if we go 3-3 and outs, then, maybe we bring in Timmy. And you're like, so let me ask you, what if you do that and you bring in Tebow and they score a touchdown?
Yeah.
Do you not bring him back the next drive?
Yeah.
Controversy. How do you not immediately have controversy, and how have you not hurt your quarterback Sanchez's
confidence?
Yeah, I can't
imagine Sanchez is happy at all.
No, this will be interesting to see how this plays out. He comes into town. I think he came into town this weekend. this is the only backup quarterback I can think of who they're holding a press conference for on Monday. Mm-hmm. So that'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because
the only thing I think
they will be clamoring
for
him
is if they have a dual role, because defenses have to worry about Tebow running, which you don't really have to worry that much with Sanchez.
That is true. That is definitely true. It'll be, I mean, they have him, so they better figure out a way to use him.
Yeah.
I mean, you're spending some money on him. If you're gonna create that controversy, you better figure out a way to use him, as opposed to, because he's not just going to sit on a bench and people will be quiet about it. There's
right.
no way.
That's why I think if maybe you can mix it up and just have that Michael Vick element, and you're still.
Well, he doesn't have that kind of speed. That's a different thing. But yes, if you can have.
But he's big.
He is big. That's different than runaway speed. Mm-hmm. Those are two different things, which is why the Wildcat seems strange to me. But what did you think about the. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. We'll see how that shakes out, especially once training camp comes. That still doesn't mean much, because they'll continue to say Sanchez is the starter until they change that.
I can't imagine they're going to not start Sanchez.
No, they will. It'll just be a question of how long, if he struggles before they start.
It's New York.
Exactly.
They'll boo if he messes up the first play.
They are not patient. What the suspensions finally came down in Bounty Gate. 1 year for Peyton. He loses almost $6 million. The guy responsible for it, Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator,
indefinitely,
and they won't even revisit it until the end of the year. So who knows? He now claims, I'd like to be an advocate for player safety and I'll work with the player union. To me, that is the biggest bag of horseshit I've ever heard, because you only stopped because you got caught.
Right.
So let's not pretend you have anybody's best interest other than your career in mind. So that's nonsense. But what do you think of the suspensions? Too harsh?
Not at all.
$6 million,
I understand.
Peyton.
I think that it was a huge blemish for the sport of football. And
You don't think people are trying to hurt you anyway with a good clean hit?
They are.
So you think it makes a difference if someone charges him, gives him an extra $5,000 when he's already making $25,000 for that game?
I do. I think it's a perception issue. I think, yes, they're playing hard and they're trying to hurt, but you can't openly
give him an incentive to,
and incentivize it.
Well, yeah, and to wrap this issue up, I think the big issue is there's almost no way to police that without somebody snitching. And once they found out and investigated, these guys lied straight to their face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's really anything else you can do other than come down hard. Otherwise,
the coach
there's
tried
no reason
to make sure everyone was on the same page.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get the headlines. There was a gay cruise that decided to take into the Caribbean yesterday, a trip to Dominica.
Dominica.
Which, what's that?
It's pronounced Dominica.
Dominica. Sounds sexier that way. You've been there.
I have.
And you didn't get arrested for being gay.
I did not.
Two men got arrested for being gay on a gay cruise. Somebody reported seeing, they said they were just barely dressed. Somebody said that they were having some sort of sexual contact. They were arrested and then eventually released. Yeah. Buggery was the charge, by the way. The Italian cruise that ran aground was a better run cruise than a cruise that says, I'm going to take a bunch of gay people to an island where that's illegal.
Yeah, that's really bad planning. You're seriously, your travel agent? Fired.
John Edwards, he's denying it, but he was one of the call girls from The Millionaire Madam said that she had a one-night thing with John Edwards. I think he paid for an hour, 55 minutes to fix his hair, five minutes for sex. But, of course, he denies it. Hard to believe it. Who was your douchebag of the week? Time for what is wrong with people.
What's his name? Bob McDonald. I think he's from Virginia.
Yeah.
The guy, he's put out 35 things, you know, anti-abortion bills and legislation. And yet he gets really pissed if someone tries to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
He says, we shouldn't having to be discussed this. There's no way this should be an issue.
Stop drawing attention to shit I've done. Yes. I'm going to have to go with the Sanford Police Department. You have one dead teenager on the ground who was armed with Skittles, and that's the person you drug test. That's a good call.
Sugar's